Hi, Nancy.
Forgot the door key? With this digital door lock, it's never a problem. It recognizes your voice and unlocks the door. Suki Lee of LSG Incorporated has just launched the Voice Key in the U.S. The search for a foolproof way to identify people and protect sensitive locations led Taehoon Kim of Iritech Incorporated to develop the Iris Identification System.
Capture the iris and identify each person individually, like a fingerprint. But the iris is much more unique compared to fingerprint or face. Because of the 9/11 terror, American government make a very strict regulation for entering the USA, and according to such regulations, so many government and companies have a strong interest of the iris identification system.
And for those wanting to avoid carpal tunnel syndrome, the repetitive motion strain that afflicts office workers, John Yang of Huawei Technology Incorporated has an answer.
As you can see this, when I grabbing my Huawei pen mouse, it just like the using crayons or a pen. When you grab it, you feel more natural and more easier than the conventional mouse.
Lee, Kim, and Yang are Korean entrepreneurs connected with the Korea Business Development Center located in Fairfax County, Virginia. There are about a dozen tech-savvy entrepreneurs at the center, which is a technology incubator largely supported by the Korean government. It helps Korea-based companies get started and expand in the U.S.
Potential is great. We are now in the stage to figure out the market size and the channel and everything.
The outsourcing of jobs from the U.S. to other countries has caused an outcry, but this is part of what could be called insourcing, and the influx has become a significant, if quiet, trend. In Fairfax County alone, there are 325 businesses from outside the U.S., compared to 70 10 years ago, says Gerald Gordon, president of the Fairfax County Economic Development Authority.
And they create close to 20,000 jobs. And those jobs spin off into the economy other jobs. So there's a great impact on our local employment picture. They also create trade opportunities, which increases the wealth.
Most of the Korean companies in the center are in the research and development phase. That means the entrepreneurs spend a lot of time flying between their laboratories in Korea and their sales operation in the U.S. David Callahan is a senior advisor at the center.
I think a number of them have a very great potential because their technologies are innovative and they meet a need in the U.S. market. So several of them don't have very much competition at all.
And their potential is not limited to the U.S. market.
Open Sesame.
Prabhu Sridharan of the Indonesian industrial group Texmaco has established a partnership with Taehoon Kim.
Our intention with this is to take Dr. Kim's technology and make it a viable commercial product. Not particularly in my country. I'm looking at a global market for this.
I want to make this company as the number one security company using iris technology.
The one-room office allotted to each entrepreneur may be tiny, but the innovator's dreams are big. Amy Katz, VOA News.
If you can just shoot me your phone number, flying back to Singapore...